We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird. Let's get weird.
Welcome to the Holy Hour.
I'm Amelia Sampson.
And I'm Liz Ball. I forgot we were going to say our names because Amelia and I are in a really weird, we were chanting a lot of things before.
There's a different energy in here today.
Yeah, I'll probably include the chant as the intro.
Oh, hell yeah. The people have to know.
There are a few chants, so.
Yeah, maybe we're in a good mood because we got like two really exciting emails today.
That's true.
And we get to tell you what it is soon.
Sorry, I did a little shimmy with the squeal.
It's exciting stuff for the podcast too, y'all. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That's super exciting stuff.
Cool. Any guesses?
I feel like they probably know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's only like a few,
like three things. Yeah, could be.
Three exciting things. We're gonna be on the Fit and Fresh podcast.
Oh my god,
it's a Fresh and Fit. Is it Fit and Fresh or
Fuck
Fresh
those
fit?
Guys?
They are insufferable.
They really are.
They're like, we can help you get women. Us two ugly insufferable dudes. Women, they fucking suck, and we hate them. Why won't they have sex with us?
And then they invite women onto the show that are...
And then they're like, you're ugly and you ain't shit.
Yeah, you're not special. Like,
why did you invite me here?
Yeah, like, what am I doing here? They just gaslight them into thinking that they're wrong about shit.
Are you negging me into wanting to like be nice to you?
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
And that's how...
Did you see that... woman,
what is her name?
I just had a brain
about
fart.
It. Me too. Oh my god, hold on, I could pull it up because so many people sent me the video. Squints being one of them, which is how I know he's happy material.
Oh, Brittany Renner.
Nice.
I was like,
good man.
I'm Brittany Renner, and then what is it, China Doll?
Oh, I didn't see that one.
China Doll walked out on them. She was just like, you're whack.
And she just walked out?
Yeah, they were like being rude to her.
Yeah, of course they were.
And then she was like, she's like, you're rude to me first. And then when I like say something back, you're like, you're being mean.
I just
and
like
then she was like, I'm out of here.
That's how they are with everybody that they have on the show.
They're so insufferable.
They
and
had
annoying.
A segment about, I did a YouTube video reacting to it. You should watch it. It's fucked up. They had like a whole segment on like women go on girls trips to cheat on men, that and they talked for like 20 minutes about that subject.
That's so boring,
and it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well,
they're just like controlling women.
It's boring.
Yeah.
If I wanted, like, why would I pretend to be interested in anything these ugly men are saying when I could pretend to be interested in sports for hot men?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. You know what I started doing when I want to like look cool to hot men? Looking at the top tweets during a football game. And being like,
that is a game shit.
That fucking turnover during the second quarter, man, totally game changer.
How come men aren't looking up the top tweets from Joe Millionaire?
Yeah.
And texting them to us.
They should be. That's,
well,
that's...
I mean, to you.
Yeah.
But if you did text them to me, Mr. Liz would be very excited too, because we have been watching Joe Millionaire. So much better than The Bachelor.
Really?
Yes. Clayton is so boring.
It's seriously, he is,
listen,
it's
Clayton,
such a boring
I'm
season.
Sorry. This season is like eating a bunch of dry saltine crackers.
It's so fucking boring.
It's just, it's not interesting.
No.
It's also like a lot of really bad takes. I think the world is done with Mean Girls.
Yeah, I think
the
so too.
The world is done giving a shit about Mean Girls. We are here for the women and men who unionize against the toxic person. That is the shit I live for. And
that's real.
I'm not seeing enough of that.
That's what happened during Katie's season. I love that the men unionized.
The simp union.
Yeah, the simp
loved
union.
It. I
Aaron.
Love the simp
Oh, God. The amount of times I've slid into that man's DMs.
I love him.
He's younger than me.
Mr. Liz and I... Whenever that would start to happen, we'd start chanting Simp Union.
Such Simp that is Union. So funny.
Simp Union. That's exactly how we'd chant it though.
God so, bless him.
Anyway, watch Joe Millionaire. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
They're having more fun. It's more interesting. The guys are like nicer. Everyone's more like realistic.
Are they rich
so
men?
Far.
Or do we not know if they're rich men?
One man is rich, one man is not rich, but honestly, he seems like he has like a pretty good job. Like, I feel like most people don't give a shit if you're rich. It's like, do you have a good job?
Yeah.
Are you working hard?
That's so real.
Do you have a reliable job? So he full-time works in construction.
Okay.
And then on the side, he's the CEO of his own business.
And he's not the millionaire?
No.
But he's, there is nothing sexier than drive. Nothing sexier.
Yeah. It's about drive. It's about power. and then the other guy is a millionaire from farming. It's like a family farm.
Oh, that'll do it.
You want to hear the red flag?
Yeah.
He is the biggest mama's boy.
Uh-oh.
He, in this last episode that came out, he said that his, so, I mean, by the time this episode comes out for everyone else, there will have been one more episode. But in this last one that we watched, this girl is like, so there's a rumor going around that you were spoon fed until you were 11. And then she was like, is that true? And he was like, yeah.
How did that rumor get out?
I don't know.
Like, he was spoon fed until he was 11.
And the fact he admitted it. And he was like, yeah, I'd just be like lazy. And like my mom would like feed me after school. Yeah.
Does he seem like the type that would expect his wife to be a second mom? Like, does he have that energy?
Yes.
No. They have to know that he's the rich one.
Right.
Like, come on.
And the amount he talks about his mom, he's like, my mom would dress me and blah, blah, blah. And then Mr. Liz was like, fuck no. Like, so many red flags. Like, I don't know. Mama's boys are some of the most misogynistic people out there. And not to say he's a misogynist, but he is very, there's this level of immaturity. Like, not like the immaturity of like, yeah, let's like fuck some bitches. It's just like childlike immaturity.
Like emotional, like he's emotionally immature.
Yes.
Heard.
There's
a fine line between like being close to your mom and being a mama's boy. I love dudes that are close to their moms. Like, men that like respect their moms and like just like think the world of their moms, I love that. And then there's like a very small shift that it gets toxic.
Yeah,
I don't know where that line is, but it exists, and I think everybody knows it.
I want to see relationships with people's parents that are similar to mine, where they're like, I respect my parents, but also sometimes I don't.
Fair enough.
I love them and I respect them, and sometimes they're wrong.
That's a healthy.
And I'm not going to tell them any secrets, and they can't listen to my podcast. Anyways, back to Fit and Fresh. Fresh and Fit.
It's a stupid fucking name for a podcast, first of all.
Like, it's not about working out.
Uh-uh.
What's it about?
They're not fresh at all. None of the takes are fresh. They're, in fact, from the 40s. Some of the comments we get on TikTok from people
they're
are like,
so
does every woman with a microphone think that they should start a podcast?
Also, most of the time we're like, the things that they're commenting on, we're just like laughing at.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my God, destroyed Dick December. What?
Yes.
That's wild. That's a wild concept. How funny.
Just they have just.
And then they're like, they get so mad. They're like, no, destroyed Dick December is my thing. I'm like, okay, calm. Chill out. it's going to be okay. Let's take a deep breath together. And then now we're going to read a listener email. Yeah. Like, whereas like go the entire fit and fret. I keep calling it the wrong thing.
Who gives a fuck? It sounds stupid no matter what direction you put it in.
I keep thinking it sounds like a grocery store.
Oh my God, you're so right. It's like a
Fresh and Shop.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's like a GNC.
Their entire thing is just like being off, absolutely awful. And yeah. Generalizing women.
I think it would be different if the Fresh and Fit fuckers would just like, if they were self-aware, it would make it into a comedy podcast because
that would be
fucking hilarious.
Then it would be a bit.
But it's scary because they're not joking. They're
not doing a bit.
No, they're not. They're surely not doing a bit.
I haven't the only things I have seen from that have been against my will.
Real. They got taken off of TikTok. They got removed from TikTok.
Thank
it's the first
God.
Good thing that TikTok's done. Anyway,
they're insufferable.
Anywho, that felt good. That was like
it
therapy
did.
For
it
me.
Did. I lost my voice from pretending to be a roid rager.
I wish they would lose theirs.
Yeah, girl, they're not on tea. They'd be way fresher and fitter.
Oh,
they were at least taking testosterone supplements
for sure. No, I mean, I wish they would lose their voice.
Oh, because then they would be quiet. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. All right, we have. We have some tea today.
We have a stacked schedule.
We have a spicy schedule, I think. It's going to be a little emotional today.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. I just looked at the first thing on your list and I was like, oh, yeah. Yep, you're right.
And I'm ready to roid out. I'm going to roid out this entire episode.
I'm going
to
need
because
that.
Because I'm an alpha.
It's about drive. It's about power. That should be our new theme song. So
I'm gonna take a big drink for this one.
All right, I'm gonna tee up this convo we're having. If you're not on West Elm Caleb TikTok yet, here's
Ooh,
the tea,
girl.
In the most basic of terms, a bunch of women that live in New York figured out that they're all dating the same white man with a mustache that works at West Elm named Caleb,
and he's got his beanie just rolled all the way up.
Yep, he's one of those.
Yeah,
but. They all figured out through TikTok that they are all dating this man, and they all thought that they were the only person dating this man. There's no issue.
Well, because he told them that.
Right. There's no issue if he was like, oh, I'm dating a lot of people. But that's not the case. Like, they all thought that they were like, he was like, I deleted the apps when we met and da-da-da.
He was love bombing hardcore. Some people are like, this is going too far. And I'm like, it's not.
Someone took out a billboard.
Someone what?
Took out a billboard. Did you see that?
Really? That's a bit much. Like, don't dox
the man. I don't
know
if it's real. I saw, yeah. No, don't dox the man.
But, like, the point being is, like, this isn't uncommon. I saw someone, like, I was looking up the hashtag or, like, just what it was trending on Twitter, so, on Friday. So, I was looking at it just because I was like, oh, thank God, people are finally on West Elm TikTok because I've been there for a couple days. And yeah. I was like, okay, I need to talk to someone about this. So, I wanted to see what the internet was saying. And people are like, you don't have to like you don't have to like that this is how dating is, but like you know, people are like so mad at this guy. And I'm like, it's not just because it's a reality of dating doesn't mean like people aren't allowed to be mad, because that's fucking insane that like this is like women are just like, oh, yep, and then he love bombed me and then he like blah, he just did all this shit.
Yeah, big shock.
And then we just like are quietly like whispering about it. Like, no, mm-hmm. if you don't want to get caught with your bad behavior, don't do it. Mm-hmm. You should always expect that you're going to get exposed on social in 100%. Some capacity. Well, because this is literally identical to what the Charles Manson guy did.
Yep.
He love bombed a bunch of people
and was like, I don't talk to anybody the way that I talk to you.
Yeah,
anyway,
he like
baby's about to be born.
And like we said then, and we'll say now, there's nothing wrong with like dating a bunch of people.
No, not at all. I was dating like 10 guys at once, but yeah, all of them knew.
Why lie about it?
Right,
that's
the
weird part.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's a power thing, I think.
It, like to try and like make sure they're not talking to anybody else.
Yeah.
I think women are too smart to be in a cult these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
the power of white male charisma
mm-hmm.
does not hold up anymore.
You would hope.
Not against the terms gaslighting and misogyny and manipulation. We just know all of these buzzwords now.
Yes.
And we'll throw them in your face whenever we feel like it.
Amen.
Which I can't say that I agree with that, but it's also how we won't end up in a cult.
Whatever it takes, honestly. Whatever it takes.
Anyways, West Elm TikTok. He works at what? Or West Elm Caleb. He works at West Elm as like a furniture designer, apparently. He had to shut down all of his social and like his LinkedIn.
He apparently
has personal website.
He has a burner account now. That's Caleb sucks or like I hate Caleb or something stupid like that. Yeah, so he can sleuth.
Whatever. Yeah, so he just ended up being kind of exposed through multiple women and their early and mid 20s in Brooklyn. because they're like, and he was like making the same exact playlist for girls and like naming them something, but the dumbass didn't make them private.
Yeah,
like
if you're gonna like cheat
or not cheat even well cheat, yeah, if you're gonna be suspicious,
yeah, be more a little
you're
more
not
practiced.
Even good at it.
I think like, maybe part of him wanted to get caught.
Honestly. Like, it's just like, this is so basic, but I guess it makes sense. Like, his dumb ass can't keep up with all of it. Because, like, no matter what, if you're being shitty, you're going to get caught.
How the fuck do you find
women
the time?
Women are going to look, if they like you,
yeah,
they're going to find you on every bit of social media before you've even met.
Yeah.
And look at your Spotify and just it, to have knowledge and, like, enter a situation with it, you feel in control, you feel prepared. It's not malicious, it's just like a safety precaution almost. It's like, okay, we have some common ground here.
That's the thing, men are like, oh my god, that's so crazy, and it's like, no, it's, I mean, like, it's all public, it's all there, you just
yeah
have to know.
If you
how
don't
to
want people
it.
To see it, then don't have it,
right? And like past experiences like made us this way, and like West Elm Caleb is a perfect example, because like if people didn't start talking about this, nobody would know, and he would just be dating probably 75% of New York at this point instead of 50%. Wild. So Liz texted me, what was it,
Friday morning. I woke up to this,
and
because I, like I said, I was on West Elm TikTok or West Elm Caleb TikTok a few days prior, and then I made sure I went through the hashtag and liked all of the all of the videos, because I wanted more. Wanted more West Elm Caleb content.
And thank God.
And
because
I got served a TikTok that was like, women of Seattle, we like, is there a West Elm Caleb here? We need to like communicate with each other. And then I was like, huh. And then I like opened the comments, started scrolling, pretty close to the top is a man we have talked about. And this is where I'm going to let Amelia take it away.
Yeah. So it was like 8:30 in the morning I woke up. My alarm hadn't even gone off yet. But when I see a text from Liz that early, if I see a text from Liz that early, I'm like, something's popping off. So she texts me and she's like, Amelia, you have to open TikTok right now and look at the video I just tagged you in. And so I opened it, and much to my surprise, Music Man was comment numero uno, the most liked comment.
He moved up to number one. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
When I looked, it had like 110 likes on it.
Damn.
Yeah. And all of the, apparently he like, this girl was like, yeah, like I dated, like stay away from him. He like made me a playlist just like West Elm Caleb. So that was like a parallel, but not really the issue. He made me a playlist, and like I looked on his Spotify and he had made like a bunch for different girls.
Within the hour.
Yeah. And all of these comments were like, oh my God, my friend just dated him. Oh my God, I dated him back in 2016. And I'm going through these fully fucking spiraling. I haven't seen him in like 6 months. So I can't even begin to imagine how I must have felt if I was still actively dating him. But him and I had been having this text conversation that was like over like 2 weeks, where we would take like 72 hours between texts to like respond to each other. So it was like the same really kind of boring conversation going on for a really long time. As I'm reading these comments, I get a text from him.
Like when you told me that, I was just like, of course.
I was like, he had to know.
His music senses were tingling. I'm sure he got a screenshot and saw I tagged you.
Oh, he absolutely did. Because his friend commented and was like, oh my God, this is a friend of mine. I was like, there's no way that he doesn't know. If I saw my friend get tagged, like get mentioned in something, I would message them immediately. Like, uh-oh, something's happening. So he messages me. He's like, how's the Hinge life? Ha ha. And I was like, oh, interesting timing. And so I just kind of gave some like generic answer. And because I had things to figure out. And so I was like, how's it going for you? And he was like, oh, actually, I just started dating somebody from college. We just reconnected and like we've been seeing each other for a little bit now. And I was like,
the only way it worked is because she's not on TikTok.
I was like, exclusively? Because it's been a while since I talked about Music Man. Might I just remind you, the last conversation that we had was me being like, I am in love with you, and him being like, I don't think I could ever see myself in a relationship ever again. I never want to be monogamous ever again. Like, if I get married, I want to live in a different apartment than my wife, da 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 da, all this shit. He is in an exclusive relationship now. So I was seeing,
for those of you wondering,
red.
He is a Sagittarius. And, you know, I know there's people listening who are like, oh, girl, yes, I can see it. I can tell. Like, he's a fucking Sagittarius to his core. I am a victim of a Sagittarius.
Oh my God.
But I'm a Libra, so I ghosted him. Anyways, continue.
I love that.
My
energy.
Gemini princess.
How does a Gemini react with a Sagittarius? Exactly how I have.
A Sagittarius is your exact opposite. Oh, so that's your sister sign.
Uh oh.
And Sagittarius is so independent. Like, your sister sign is supposed to kind of like balance you a little bit. Uh-huh. So, like, Libra and Aries. Aries men are obsessed with me, if I'm being honest. Ooh. And I have a little like phase two where I'm like, oh, they're so fun and I love them. And then like I spend too much time with them and I'm like, God, I fucking hate you. You're like a child. Please leave me alone. So it doesn't work for me. But there are like a lot of Libra Aries combinations where it works out great. But
oh, okay.
It's supposed to kind of like balance you out. You're two sides of the same coin.
You know what's interesting is like the Gemini is the twin. There's just like too many.
Well, so like.
There's
just like this theory that Sagittarius are so independent that like Gemini had to become their own partner. So hence the
Fuck.
Twins. Sagittariuses well, are insufferable. It's fine.
Look at us now, Music Man.
Unless they're women. Sagittarius women are so fun.
Oh my God. So I texted Liz. Seeing red at this point, I really went through like the stages of grief in like a very short amount of time, because I went from being like angry to like very, very sad to like bargaining to acceptance, like rapid fire. But I texted Liz and I was like, I'm really sad. Why am I so sad? I haven't seen this man in so long. But like there was something that like really I haven't up until him, I hadn't met anybody that I felt like that about. And I was pissed at myself for allowing myself to feel that way. So it was like, that was where the anger came from. Because he gave me no reason to feel like that. He really didn't.
I mean, does anyone give you a reason to feel like that?
No. I feel like
it's just like a
chemical thing.
An instinct.
There was something that, like, on our first date that I was like, this just works. You know what I mean? And I hadn't felt like, first dates always fucking suck. But, like, going on a first date with him, I was like, this feels good. And I texted you. I was like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. This is not good.
I remember it stayed
that way. And I liked him more and more and more. I respect him and I don't know. I don't want to. I don't think he's earned it, but I do. And so I texted Liz and I was like, I want to say something that makes me the bigger person, but like, I want to be snarky. What do I say? And she was like, bring up West Elm Caleb TikTok. And I was like, girl, okay.
And I'm petty.
It was the best because I was too emotional to think of what to say. And so I texted him back and I was like, I said something that was like saccharine. I was like, well, you set the bar for how I feel like I should feel about someone. And like, I'm really happy for you. She must be really great to be able to lock you down. Also, good to hear that you swerved being the West Elm Caleb of Seattle. I assume somebody's told you about that. And they had. And so he was like asking me for clarification and he was like focusing on the wrong parts of it. He's like, I didn't make playlists for everyone. I was like, bitch, that's not the fucking problem.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think he's lying?
About a girlfriend?
Yes.
I was thinking that, and let me tell you
why. To try and save face.
It came at a very convenient time, that's A. B, mm-hmm. He has been texting me a lot since then. And
since saying he has a girlfriend.
He's been, like, replying a lot faster. And, like, that's fine. We had, like, a moment that was, like, I asked him, I'm like, can we stay friends?
He's listening to this right now and he is sweating bullets. Guaranteed.
This is the thing about Music Man.
Because I was in the comments, like, some girl commented and she's like, gorgeous, gorgeous girls don't tag his friends. And I'm like, fuck you, I'm not doing that.
I don't like him.
Yeah. And I was like, he's like a perfectly like likable person. But I said it on the podcast then and I'm going to repeat it now. I don't get it.
I know.
I him? Like, yeah. Like he's nice. Yeah. But you're hot.
Thank you.
He's politely in the middle.
There is something. I was stigmatized, completely stigmatized, because that was when I like
been
really
there. Yeah,
that the
I know.
Sex was unreasonably good. Like he would like throw me against his, he would like put me on his kitchen table and just start like
a lot
fucking
of
me
people
in the kitchen.
Can be good at sex.
I know, but it was like a chemistry thing. I just want to fuck him all the time. It's like insatiable. I would leave and I'd be like, I want to turn around and do that again. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing, that fizzles out.
That's true. But like,
it's just the novelty of it, I think.
I just loved being around him. But here's the thing about Music Man that makes this a little bit complicated. He never led me on to feel like I was the only one. You know what I mean? Like, he was always very respectful and very open and very clear about like, I'm not just dating you. And like, we had a lot of conversations about that. So in that way, he's different from West Elm Caleb, but he clearly hurt multiple people. So
yeah,
like,
and we did see a comment that said that he had a girlfriend he was living with and was cheating on her.
That was interesting. Oh, I never told you. He messaged me and he was like, I don't recognize any of those names of the people that are commenting. I'm like, convenient. Which And he was like, yeah, I mean, like, I made a playlist for, like, a couple of people, but, like, a lot of them are, like, friends of mine. And, like, I'm like, you're focusing on, like, the wrong piece of this
EP. I wonder if there's more than one.
There might be, because somebody commented, yeah, like, I don't think he works there anymore. Yeah. Whoa, this is, like, a conglomerate of Music Man.
Uh-huh. Music Men.
Music Men.
Wow.
Wow. Anyway, so that's the death of Music Man, emotionally.
The death of music and the man.
I texted Liz when we first like figured this out and I was like, I can't wait to rant about this on Monday. But I'm glad that we didn't record that day because I was like very, very sad and I feel like I would have said shit that I didn't agree with today.
It's good that you recognize that, but I still feel the same way in that I would like to say I don't fucking understand why like multiple, right? So now two guys have come to you that you have like dated who have been like, hey, how are you? I have a girlfriend. Like,
yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
Why?
And that hurts.
Why? Then like to continue like talking to you, it's fucking weird to me. Uh-huh. Like never once have I like started dating someone and then been like, oh, you know who I'm going to tell that I'm dating someone? Someone I used to date. Like, for what? Like, fucking why? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's weird. Mm-hmm. It's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And if you don't recognize that it's disrespectful, what the fuck is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. That's why also I think these men are lying. Because it's like, what's your goal here?
Right. Like,
what is your goal? Like, what is the point of telling you?
Yeah.
Like, sincerely.
Yeah.
I would like to know, like,
because if we weren't like actively seeing each other, like me and Music Man hadn't seen each other in actually 6 months. It's like I didn't need that information.
He asked you about Hinge purposefully because he knew you were gonna like politely ask the same thing back.
Yeah,
and then he could insert like, oh well, I'm dating someone now, so you know he's not the bad guy by telling you,
right?
Like like if I knew Mr. Liz was like hitting up people he used to sleep with or date and was like, oh, how are you? Like having a conversation and being like, you're so amazing. Anyways, I have a girlfriend now. I'd be like,
why? Why?
I'd be like, what are you gaining from this conversation?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But
No, actually, I would be really uncomfortable. Even like with the point in me and Squint's relationship right now, not even being like anything like official, whatever that means. Like if I knew that he was like texting girls being like, oh my God, like I had so much fun with you. Like, how are you doing? Like, oh my God, I miss you. It's been so long. Anyway, are you dating anyone right now? Because I am.
That's
like,
so
why?
Weird.
Are you trying to make them jealous? And like that's... Because I can't think of any other reason unless it's somebody that you're like actively still dating and you need to be like, I'm seeing someone exclusively.
I
That's
wish we
different.
Could like call my therapist. I know. And like put her on speaker and be like, listen, what,
why do people do this?
What are the, what's the thought?
What's the thought process? But really it is different between like somebody that you're actively dating. That's common courtesy to be like,
yes. Yeah.
I'm dating someone now. But then somebody that you aren't seeing anymore and you're just like having a conversation with, you just like slipping in the convo.
You haven't seen Music Man in 6 months. And then the other guy, Moscow, like he was gung-ho flirting with you hardcore and then started being weird.
Uh-huh.
And then didn't like tell you when he should have. Like, hey, I agreed to see someone exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Neither, if either of you are listening, neither of you are slick or handled this well. And it's just like, where's the diplomacy? It's just
nowhere to be found.
So sloppy.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, if you're lying, be better at lying.
Word. Anyway, so that's the story of when I dated the West Elm Caleb of Seattle and fell in love with him.
What an award.
Yeah.
West Elm Caleb of Seattle.
I also, I sold out Fake Dom on there as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just like. And there was another,
one of my sisters was on there. One of my, somebody else that had slept with him.
Tunnel sisters yeah,
I've never heard that.
In fact, the same guy.
Tunnel sisters.
Yeah, I don't or what's the equivalent of Eskimo brothers.
I kind of like tunnel sisters.
Train sisters
You like, I kind of like tunnel sisters. That's it.
Tunnel sisters it is.
All right,
our sisters in tunnelhood.
Wow, that's beautiful. Wow, what a sisterhood to be a part of.
Women unite. Let's unionize.
Hell yeah.
Against manipulators and liars.
Grandpa's part of the union for sure.
He's looking in the mirror, but like at me through the mirror. Really, but come here,
Gramps.
You fucking weirdo. He looks like a weird like Victorian child, like like mourning. Come here.
I love him so much. Gramps, come here, baby.
He like, he'll stand outside of my bedroom door and like whine like that. And I'm like, are you a vampire? Do you need to be invited in?
Is your door open?
Yes. I keep it open because he scratches at it if it's closed.
Gramps.
Come on.
He lost interest because we stopped talking to him. So we got an email. The subject line is looking for advice about pushy moms and marriage.
Moms.
Hold up. I was thinking the other day we should have a theme song for listener emails. We can workshop.
Okay.
Should we start now?
Mm-hmm.
Should we call it like, time for a listener email. It's just gonna be the same tone for all of our theme songs. It's called a brand. Anyway, looking for advice about pushy moms and marriage. I think this person is from the UK, given mum. Hi, Amelia and Liz. First of all, big fan of the podcast. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences, conversations, friendship, and banter with the world. It's truly a joy to listen to. It's a joy to do. I started listening to The Holy Hour while doing house chores to make them more interesting, and now I actually look forward to doing chores because that means it's Amelia and Liz time.
And listener time.
Yeah. Wow.
We're like...
It's our time together.
We're like, not to compare us to God, but we're always with you.
Not to compare us to God, but
we're always with you. We're always watching over you and protecting you.
We cause natural disasters.
Yeah. We do.
I
would say my period is
honestly
very similar to the parting of the Red Sea. So
damn.
Anyways, continue.
My panic attacks are like tornadoes. Okay. I was hoping to get your advice about something if you ever get some time. I know you both must be super busy. Never too busy for you, boo-boo. My boyfriend, I'll call him Sam, and I have been together for 3 years, and last year we bought a house together. We've talked about marriage and confirmed that it's something we both want, but we are not engaged yet. My mom is overall a lovely woman, and we are very close, but sometimes she can be pushy as all heck. Ever since Sam and I moved out together, she's been nagging me incessantly about getting married. I'd mentioned to Sam before that my mom has been pushing about marriage, but Sam and I agreed that we wanted to get married on our own terms when we both felt ready. He even said he has plans proposal-wise, and I told him to keep the details a secret because I want it to be a surprise when the time comes. So I don't know whether he intends to do it this year or the next or whatever. In any case, it isn't soon enough for my mom. Today on the phone, she was the pushiest she's ever been. She basically said, "You should have gotten married last year. Tell Sam that I said you need to get married by the end of this year at the latest. If he knows it's what I want, then he'll hurry up and propose. You're going to be 29 years old. Even 30 is too late, according to her. She also berated me for not instructing Sam to propose to me straight after buying our house. I know I had to take a cleansing breath there for a sec. I know that some of my more conservative Christian relatives are probably putting pressure on my mom, which is why she's acting like this. They frown upon living together before marriage, but honestly, I don't care what my relatives think. Good for you. Every single conversation with my mom ends up like this, no matter how many times I tell her that we do want to get married, just on our own terms. It is getting extremely stressful interacting with her. Usually I would talk about my stresses to Sam, but I haven't told him about what my mom said today out of fear of stressing him out too. If he ended up proposing out of sheer pressure to meet my mom's arbitrary timeline, it would make me very unhappy. How would you handle the situation if you were in my position? What else could I say to convince my mom to back off? Do you think I should tell Sam what's been happening, or would that make things worse? And then she said, whoops, this email turned out longer than I expected. Thanks for taking the time to read. And again, totally understand if you don't get the time to respond. Well, here we are, girl. Love you guys in the podcast and wishing you both the very best for 2022.
Aww. Well, you too. First of all, I love you so much. I have a lot to say about this, because I can relate to that. I have some. I love my family. We all like preface that, like,
yeah,
I love my family, and we're very close. We know, but that doesn't like absolve them from having the deep roots of being judgy Catholics of like, oh, they're living together and they're not engaged at least. What? But these things, that these ideas are carried over to our parents through generations of like, okay, these are the steps you have to take. Like, first you have a partner, and then they propose, and then you live together, and then you get married, and then you have kids, and then blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
Those are just the steps. Like, after you have kids, no one gives a shit, like, about helping you or where you're at or your mental health or anything like that. There's just, like, a whole slew of problems that are never addressed to us when we when we're children and, like, when we're growing up. Like, I remember when my mom started telling me about her postpartum depression, and I was like, oh, what? That's a thing? It's just like the things that you learn growing up. You're like, how come this isn't like talked about? But
yeah.
Anyways, these are just like markers that, you know, our parents' generation and like their parents have put in place to like define success. And I talked to my mom, or not my mom. There's a Freudian slip. I talked to my therapist about similar conversations I've had with my mom. So, my mom used to put a lot of pressure on me to get married, when I was dating my ex. And, that was it made me feel like I couldn't go to her about issues I had in our relationship until it was crumbling.
Oh, shit.
And also his parents put a lot of pressure on us to get married. And like when you're rushing something, it just doesn't, it's not right. So I think like you're in a really good place with your partner. You both have already agreed that you're going to take your time. You have a house together. Like that says plenty. That says enough on its own. That is a serious commitment.
Yeah.
That's almost, that's like more of a commitment, like legally and financially, than getting married. Mm-hmm. So, all that considered, like what is marriage going to mean? Like, what does that even mean to your mom? You're already essentially married, more or less.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You already have a huge commitment together by owning a house together.
Uh-huh.
That's a big deal. And living together is a huge step. Like, and it doesn't seem like you're not treating it with the importance it deserves. Like, it seems like you acknowledge it's important. You've already discussed marriage with your partner, and you're going to wait until that's the right time for you. And also, like, if your mom wants you to have a big wedding, that's expensive.
Yeah. Like, do you want to pay for it?
There's just like a lot of like logistics that are going into those things. But After like my mom saw my relationship crumble and how hard it was for me, she ultimately wants me to be happy. So she stopped putting pressure on me about, you know, finding a partner and getting married and like having kids. She stopped doing that because she just wants me to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes your parents need to check themselves. And after that, though, like the second I moved out here, she was like, now you need to start saving for a house. And I was like, why? First of all, I cannot even afford to save for a house. Second of all, I don't even know if I'm going to stay here. Why would I buy a house? And then it was like incessant. I recently talked to my therapist about something similar where I like brought up to her. I was like, yeah, my mom, like she will find something to pick at, you know? Mm-hmm. So first it was like, oh, you have to get married. And then it was like, yeah, now you need to save for a house and buy a house. And then it's because your parents think that this is like a marker of success and like that's going to define your happiness because that's what they were taught to believe. And you need to ask your mom, why do you want this so badly?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm in a very, very happy relationship and I like the pace things are going at and I'm happy with my partner. So what is it like? If anything, speeding this up is only doing something for you.
Yeah.
So what is it doing for you? Like her interest is the main interest.
Yeah.
It serves her. It's not serving you. It's not serving your partner. It's not serving your marriage. It's not serving anything.
And I think like going off of your point of like your mom always finds things to nitpick. It's like the goalpost is always going to move. It's like what mm-hmm. if say you do get married like on her timeline, like it's going to be kids next. And then it's going to be like, well, have you looked at elementary schools? You have to move somewhere with good elementary schools. It's like I think that there's a piece of some parents, a lot of parents that always want to be a parent. And like it gives them a sense of control when they can help you make decisions. I'm saying help like really like... control. Like they want to like control what you're doing, like they always have. Like when you were a kid, they like were guiding you through life. I think that there's a sense of loss of control when they don't have that anymore.
There's a few layers to that too. Like your parents are always going to want you to live a better version of their life. Like they're going to want you to have the life they wish they had. So they're chiming in with their like, well, now you need to get married like right now. But why? Like mm-hmm. Also, there's a pandemic. Like, what?
Yeah.
Sure, you can be engaged, but then, like Amelia said, the goalpost is going to move. And the reason, like, the way I was able to get my mom to stop doing that is, like, she started reflecting on what her parents did.
Mm.
Like, when she had kids, my papa was like, so when are you going to have another one? And she's like, I'm still wearing a diaper, basically. Like, and I think it just kind of set in as just like there's always going to be a critic who's going to tell you what you should be doing. And they're also not going to do anything to fucking support you. Mm-hmm. My mom's like, are you going to like come babysit for me? Like,
right.
Just things like that. So it's just once I had her reflecting on like how she felt when she was in the same situation, I think it was easier for her to understand. But just like asking your mom and giving her the space to explain herself, like she has her opinions of what it's going to do for you, but you already have like your life figured out when it comes to this relationship. You already have decided with your partner, which is how it should be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be you pressuring your partner to propose.
No.
It shouldn't be anyone's mom pressuring your partner to propose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should be a mutual decision that you two have made.
Yeah.
And that's like going to create, it sounds like you already have a strong foundation with your partner. And that's going to be like the most important thing to your relationship. Not a wedding, not a ring. Like your mom's probably thinking wedding. She's not thinking marriage because in those terms, you already have that partnership.
Right. And really, at the end of the day, it's on your mom to get over it.
Because, yeah.
Like, it's your life, and, like, you're not going to, I mean, unless you do go on her terms, which, like, it doesn't sound like you want to do, it's then her responsibility to just get over it. you know, like,
yeah, is she gonna buy the ring? Like,
yeah,
what is she getting out of this?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's she.
Oh, your judgmental family cares. Mm-hmm. Okay,
it sounds like this is coming from a place of love and like she wants what's best for you, and it's not. Clearly, because it's not what you want to do and you know best. So again, it's on her to get over it.
For her to have these standards as well, that means like she is taking this as a reflection of her like parenthood. Mm-hmm. Like if she was a good enough parent.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is be like, you are. Yeah. I'm thankful for you every day. Here are all the things you've done for me and I appreciate them. But times are a changing, mom.
Uh-huh.
And I also think that, like, just coming at your mom honestly, like, and empathetically, and I'm saying this as someone who has a hard time doing that. Like, our parents, it's so easy for them to trigger us. That it's easy to, like, default to, like, a defense mechanism. Yeah. Like, it being defensive in these moments of conflict, because that's just what you've had to do your entire life. Like, mm-hmm. in your parents' eyes, you're always a child. In your eyes, you're always going to have to defend yourself to your parents. Like, it's just so easy and the most triggering relationships we can have. But that being said, like, remind yourself to be empathetic and, like, listen and remind her that you are an adult and you're responsible for yourself. Like, I remind my mom, like, what she was doing at my age, and it kind of levels the playing field a little bit. Because she's like, yeah, when I was 30, I was doing this and that. Like,
yeah,
I don't need to tell you what to do. But as a parent, they're always going to want to. Yeah. And as for your partner, I think you should absolutely open up to your partner about how you're feeling and how much this is stressing you out, because, like, this is your relationship. This is, yeah. They should be your safe person, you know?
And this directly, like, it impacts them as well, you
absolutely.
Know?
And I think, like, the way you explained it to us is the perfect way to explain it to him if you haven't already. Of,
I was,
like,
just about to say that. Yeah.
Of just, like, we already agreed on what we wanted and, like, I, like, please do not ever speed anything up for the sake of my mom. Mm-hmm. So as long, like, you're already on the same page, you're on the same team, and you should feel safe confiding in him and letting him know this is stressing you out.
And this should be an exciting time for you. And yeah. Like, I feel like you're being, I'm sure that it's still exciting. I'm not saying you're not,
she's
like,
trying
excited
to protect
at all, but
too,
like,
many people right now.
Yeah. It's just, it's kind of being robbed from you a little bit. Like, cause you're trying to just, like, manage so many expectations and, like, you know, like, not let your partner know that, like, you're going through this, because you don't want there to be any sort of pressure on him to, like, propose on a timeline, blah, 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 blah. Like, I understand, like, that's a lot for you to be going through alone.
Yeah, you don't need to juggle it all by yourself.
No, and, like,
you guys are going to go through a lot harder conflicts in the future.
And, like, this is super, super common, too. Like,
yes.
I've heard
this
in so few words. I've heard this from so many people of, like, my mom wants me to have a baby yesterday. And it's, like, What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Like, is your mom volunteering to wake up at night? Like, yeah. It's your body. It's your decision when you're going to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing here. It's your relationship. You're going to decide when things happen in it.
Yeah.
And you're making that decision together. Like, I'm not a parent, but if I were, like, I would be like, oh my God, you couldn't be making a smarter decision in the way that you're approaching this.
Yeah.
So... Well, and you know what? We're proud of you. We're your moms now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your mom can still be your mom, but we're your surrogate.
We're your honorary moms.
Yeah, we're your honorary moms.
Yes. And we say you can do whatever feels best for you, mm-hmm. babe.
Take your time, sweetie.
Take your time, honey bun. but seriously, thank you for opening up about this, because, like, this is, I'm sure, something that a lot of people that listen are up against, because is, like, especially with this, I feel like there's such a generational shift that's happening mm-hmm. right now. Anyway.
I think it's time for a
sex fact of the week.
We have not been hitting it.
Tiny little update. I was having sex with Squints last night.
Hey!
And he, it was nice. Actually very funny. We were in missionary, and he started pushing down here. And we had kind of a connection of being like, because, like, I realized he listened and he was like, I've been listening.
We forgot to try that.
It didn't do anything. Oh, and then we discussed it after we debriefed.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I think it has to do with, like, angle. I think it would work better with fingering because, like, if you're like going against the G spot than pushing. But it was really, he was like, I was like, ah, like mid sex. I was like, we was love he, like, a man was that he, listens.
Like, pushing down like right here?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think the angle is right, but the boy listens, and I love that for me. Okay. Sex factor of the week.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that. I want that to be my ringtone.
Okay, I'll record it. I'll send it to you.
I mean, I'm recording it right now.
Oh, so. True. Yeah, you can just take this little snippet. You're welcome. Oh my God, it's for free for you. I don't love how this is phrased. So I'm going to try to rephrase it as I'm reading it.
Okay.
Heavier men last longer. Heavier guys last on average over 3 times as long in the bedroom.
Damn.
A 2010 Turkish study looked into the average performance times of men over the course of a year. The researchers found that overweight men could keep going for an average of 7 minutes and 18 seconds, while skinny guys' partners had to put up with a mere 108 seconds. I don't know how big this study was, but I think that that's interesting.
I'm just imagining, like, a dude whose ribs you can see just, like, jackhammering.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. I wonder what factors play into that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like.
Also, is this, like, writing this as, like, a brag or...
It's just like a larger man saying this, like, well, larger men last longer. I don't know. It's just written like, yeah, you'll see. I just don't like the phrasing of it. That's why I was.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
This is from Soten Live.
Yeah, it's where I've been getting most of our sex facts the past few. We have burned through every sex fact website.
If y'all have sex facts and references we can check,
please send them to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like TikToks, even tag us in TikToks that you come across that have like interesting sex facts.
Ideally, it would be a TikTok where they like cite their source.
Yeah, like
the TikToks I was citing, they had some sources, they had some doctors and stuff.
I love a bibliography.
I have a non-sex fact. It's just, you know, like
a fact,
a like physical fact.
Oh, I love that.
So, a friend of mine knew that I wanted to experiment with microdosing while on SSRIs.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I don't always have luck with psychedelics and SSRIs. And I was like, oh, maybe there's some information about this, because the host is interviewing a doctor about like interactions between drugs that help with our mental illnesses, like managing our mental illnesses, and a variety of like psychoactive drugs and psychedelics. So he covers everything from like acid to psilocybin to MDMA, ketamine. Ooh. And ayahuasca. Those are like the main ones that they talk about, and it was just so interesting. So there's like a variety of like SSRIs, SNRIs, there's other ones too that I don't really know.
YMCA.
Yeah, YMCA. NFTs.
PIMP.
I'm just like naming. Yeah. So I finally like got around to listening to it last night, and basically what he says is like most of us are on SSRIs, and psilocybin and like has no like drug interaction. Like,
love that.
Like a lot of, if you just search it online, there's not a lot of things that you can like research, essentially, because we live in kind of just like a police state of like very against drugs and experimental drugs. What were they calling it? We live in a prohibition world. So you know, they're not like, there aren't a lot of like accessible studies for us, but he was saying, yeah, there's not a lot of, there's no, like you can't have serotonin syndrome. That's like the biggest thing you'll see online, which is like, be careful of getting serotonin syndrome. But there's essentially no like
risk of that.
Yeah. There's no risk of serotonin syndrome or overdosing on serotonin, with SSRIs and mushrooms.
Amazing.
And then it also basically said like MDMA, Molly, like does not work
with
SSRIs.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, mushrooms, acid, and ayahuasca are all like, you're gonna be fine.
Nice.
And then like there's also like not enough like some people can't feel anything when they do like mushrooms or acid with if they're on SSRIs, and some people like feel great like microdosing and or like doing mushrooms while on SSRIs. So it really just depends. Like I had to find the right kind of mushrooms to feel anything with my SSRIs. And I also had to switch from Prozac to Lexapro. Mm-hmm. So he was basically like, yeah, everyone is different. So there's not really. But I thought that was really interesting.
That is really interesting.
And the podcast I listened to was Benjamin Malcolm, a.k.a. The Spirit Pharmacist.
Ooh, so I love that name.
They get very, like, complex with it. But the episode is Antidepressants and Psychedelics, Comparisons, Contrasts, and Combinations. I also want to take this moment to say that amphetamines were, like fentanyl was the number one killer of young people in 2021. So
it's such a huge problem right now.
Yeah. So like drugs are just being laced with fentanyl, and just if you like participate in doing any drugs, please be very, very careful. Don't take Molly, please.
Or cocaine. Cocaine is especially bad right now.
Yeah. And it's like lethally, like I think like three times of like the lethal dose of like fentanyl is found in like cocaine, mm-hmm. or has been. Mm-hmm. So
it's that just was like what really almost scary. Killed Demi Lovato. I'm pretty sure that's exactly how Mac Miller died, was cocaine that was laced with fentanyl. It's scary. It's really, really it's cheap for these drug dealers to cut these drugs with fentanyl, and so they do. And it's really scary, and you don't know until you know, and then it's too late. Yeah.
And it's like, so isn't it pretty immediate?
Mm-hmm.
Just I don't know.
Yeah,
please don't. I'm already a cocaine hater, and like I also don't like Molly.
I have too much anxiety for cocaine.
Please just do mushrooms. Please,
we're begging you.
If you're gonna do something, do mushrooms. Have like an awakening and just do shrooms and like Lexapro.
And that is your mother speaking.
Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to do SSRIs if your doctor doesn't want you to and you don't want to.
Just do some shrooms.
Yeah, do shrooms. Look into holistic healing. I don't know. Just be safe, please.
I forgot to plug our socials, and then we're going to say bye.
Okay.
At The Holy Hour, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. We're still not posting on TikTok because I tried again. We're still shadow banned. HolyHourPodcast@gmail.com for your somebody stories. We love reading them. I cry multiple times a week.
We do. We do be crying over here.
We do be crying in a good way. That's it. Did I say everything? I did.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? I'm going to take this moment to allude to a future episode. We are going to do truth or drink.
I'm so fucking excited.
I think we should do it pretty soon.
We're going to do this on a weekend because I'm assuming we're going to get fucked up because there's like a lot of shit that I won't answer.
Yeah, we're going to get weird.
I'm really excited. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
And we'll film it. So subscribe to us on Patreon. Join the Discord. That's free if you just want to like chit chat.
Yeah, we have the best people on our Discord.
Oh my god, the movie nights that y'all have, it's so fucking cute.
It's just like, what an amazing environment.
We see everything that y'all say.
I feel like I want to join, but I feel like a cop.
Like, I know. What are you gonna do? I know. You're like, hey kids.
Hello, fellow children.
Oh, dad's here.
Yeah, I don't want to rain on the
hide
fun.
The beer. But anyway, join our Discord. Everyone's really, really nice. And that about covers it. Wow, we have a lot of shit to plug. A bunch of socials, an email, a Discord, and a Patreon. We've made it, kids.
We have.
Okay.
Love you.
We love you.
Arch children.
The cats both really reacted.
Hate that. Of course.
The tax write off, and I love those.
Write it off.
Write it off. Write it off.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.